Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on our 5-Minute Friday, let's talk all about Botox for the masseters. The masseters are muscles that clench and chew. They're positioned at the back of your mandible or your jawbone, and they are responsible for clenching, grinding, chewing, TMJ, and sometimes headaches. And if you've ever had TMJ problems, you know that we can get those from unconsciously chewing at night. When you grind in your sleep, it's called bruxism. We also get that from clenching as we're going about our daily lives, like sitting in traffic or clenching through a Zoom meeting. And it's a very unconscious thing that we do, but we tend to really put a lot of facial muscle tension into our masseter muscles. And in some ways, it creates a really strong angle of the mandible. For men and male models, they actually clench down on their back teeth and their masseters to make that sharp, kind of protruding angular look. So that's a good trick if you're a guy who's listening and you want to look really photogenic. But in other ways, they make us look too thick. Over time, the masseter muscle can overgrow or hypertrophy and become thickened. And I think that as we get into our 40s and 50s, we definitely get this thickening of the lower face. Some of it's hormone changes, some of it's getting a little weight and padding in our faces, and some of it is years of clenching and grinding and just kind of the tension of life building up in these masseter muscles. So, what can you do about masseter overgrowth or hypertrophy and TMJ problems? You can definitely Botox your masseter muscles. And TMJ is one of those really significant problems, temporal mandibular joint problems. That joint that hinges your jaw to your skull is called your TMJ joint. And as a head and neck surgeon, I see lots of patients who have TMJ problems, who have grinding and clenching to the point where they've broken the articular capsule of the joint and they caused arthritis changes. Their joint clicks, pops, and cracks when they eat. And sometimes they get lockjaw and other problems like that. You can try wearing a dental guard, and often your dentist will recommend that. You can tell you have TMJ if, when you clench down on your back teeth, you feel that muscle protrude. Put two fingers on the angle of your jaw and feel if clenching creates a big bulge. You probably have TMJ if that's happening to you. You can also tell if you have TMJ by looking at the wear facets of the front teeth. If the teeth are ground down smooth, only a dentist can do that, but you can do that at night from repeated clenching. So think about if these problems are happening to you, and if you're getting arthritic changes of your joint with clicking, popping, pain, headaches, waking up with a sore jaw you have to massage out, think about masseter Botox. I love masseter Botox. It cures TMJ problems, basically. It makes you not reliant on a dental guard at night. And some people use those dental guards and they chew right through them. They grind so severely, they also end up spitting them out at night. So this is one way to reduce the muscle tension. It's not an FDA-approved use of the product, so you can't get this done under insurance, unfortunately. But it's well worth it to do about 40 to 60 units of Botox in the masseter muscles to reduce their bulk. Many of us eat or grind more on one side of the face than the other. So if you tend to have one side predominance for chewing, definitely shift to the other side and definitely get more units of Botox in that masseter. Remember that masseter Botox, it feels great. A week after your shot, your facial muscle tension is relieved. Botox takes 7 days to start working. It's fully effective at 2 weeks, and you'll feel all this muscle tension leave your face, and headaches will improve. And after 6 to 8 weeks, the muscles will atrophy. Muscle atrophy happens from disuse. You're not clenching, you're not grinding as much. Just like putting your arm in a cast, the muscles will come out slimmer. And it does take 8 to 12 weeks to really see that slimming effect, and it's most pronounced after 2 or 3 sessions of masseter Botox. So repeated treatments can improve the outcome with slimming and also with TMJ problems. I definitely recommend thinking about masseter Botox if you're suffering from repeat headaches and significant grinding problems. Our East Asian clients tend to have a lot of masseter overgrowth and bulkiness there and that square look of the lower face. So women love it because it's very feminizing. I also think it's important to consider muscle bone dynamics if you're getting Botox placed in your masseters. Remember that the muscle forces on bone are responsible for bony remodeling. And if you Botox and atrophy those muscles that help you to chew, you may get some bone changes in the bone density of the mandible. A study done that I found in PubMed, published in Korea, showed two groups of patients, with the first group getting one dose of masseter Botox and the second group getting two sessions. And they found that the second group had changes with thinning of the angle of the mandible. The bone of the jaw actually thinned and slimmed. The bone density changed mildly, and this was significant compared to the group that had only one session. So I think if we have patients getting repeat episodes of masseter Botox sequentially over time, they may be at risk for bony thinning. That's been shown in animal studies, and it's been indicated as probably something that may happen in humans, but not yet fully proven. But logically, if we knock out the muscle force on a bone, it can change its bone density. So if you're doing this treatment, think about doing it probably every other time you get your Botox done. Maybe twice a year is plenty, maybe once a year. People who do one session of Botox can get 10% reduction in masseter volume. After two sessions, 90 days apart, you can get up to 24% reduction, and after three sessions, up to 40%, which is significant. And if you do a lot of masseter Botox, you may feel more jowling, because these masseters are the anchors of the back of the jaw. They kind of anchor that lower face skin and jowls backwards. So slimming those anchors down can make you feel a tad bit more jowly. Our models, they don't care. They're 20, they don't have jowls. And even if we slim, it just looks great on camera. You can add some jawline filler to provide some bulk back there. So if you're listening and you're clenching, think about getting masseter Botox. It's a wonderful thing to try for TMJ. I love it for the slimming effect. Pay attention to how often you do it, space it out, and don't overdo it. And that's it for now. Don't forget to stay beautiful. You can find me on my Instagram doing amazing things with people's faces at Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. For those of you who don't know me, check me out and learn more about me on my website, www.beautybydrk.com. I'm a head and neck surgeon and facial plastic surgeon in Los Angeles, California. Come and visit me and check out my amazing skincare line. It's available on our website. Some of my favorites include our vitamin C serum, my deep blue hydration serum. Those are our model favorites, cult favorites. You will love them. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.